Class 8, Subject Computer Science, Topic Networking. Open page 93, everyone. See, all of you, figure number 8.1 shows Sumit's network of friends. Each friend is connected to Sumit with a dotted line. The friends who know each other are also connected with dotted lines. Now answer some question which has given in your book. Number one is, how many children are a part of Sumit's network of friends? And how many of his friends is the network known each other? Name them. Now this is your lessons to do it. Just like the network of friends, you can create a network of computer also. Did you know that the computer lab in our school is also one such example of a computer network? How many computers are there in our computer lab? Altogether, 15 computers. You may find many computers in the computer lab, but a single printer should be there. You can use the lone printer from any computer in the lab. How is that possible? This is possible because of networking. All the computers in the lab are part of the network. The printer is also connected to the network, and you can use it from any computer. Thus, a computer network is a group of computers and other devices connected together. This is done for communicating and sharing information. Cables, telephone lines, satellites are used to connect the computer and other devices on a network. Refer to page 94 now. Components of a network. Some of the components as given, first one is message, which is very important. Please refer page on the same page, figure number 8.2. The drawing is very important. Please draw it in your classwork copy. Message. A message is the information to be communicated. It may consist of text, numbers, pictures, sounds, videos, or a combination of all of these. Second one is sender. A sender is a device that sends a message. It is also called source of transmitter. The sender can be a computer, a printer, or another computer related devices. Third one, receiver. A receiver is a device that receives a message. It also called as sync. The receiver can be a computer, a printer, or another computer related device. Last one is medium. A medium is a physical path that connected a sender and the receiver. It is used to transmit data. The medium can be a copper wire, fiber optic cable, and so on. It is also called as communication channel. Next heading is types of network. There are 5 types of network. Personal area network, LAN area network, campus area network, metropolitan area network, and the last one is wide area network. PAN, personal area network. A personal area network is centered around an individual and covers very small area. Bluetooth is the example of the personal area network. It's covered the short range wireless personal area network. Figure number 8.3 shows the figure of PAN. Refer to page 95, local area network. It is a private network that operates within a limited area such as an organization. This type of network connects the computers and the peripheral devices in the same office or buildings. Next one is CAN, campus area network. This area network covers a group of buildings such as those in a college campus or offices. It is basically a collection of LAN spread over various buildings. Figure number 8.5 and 8.4 both are examples of, one is local area network and second one is campus area network.